540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Strong storms overnight triggered a tornado warning for parts of southern Milwaukee, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Wind damage and downed trees were reported in several neighborhoods. Power crews are out trying to restore electricity after about 50,000 outages were reported in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. Another 1,000 are out in Racine and Kenosha. More severe weather is likely this afternoon and this evening with the threat of hail and the chance for more tornadoes. We'll always break in with the latest. We'll get a look at the near term coming up in the forecast. MPS says they'll add more classroom staff next year, even as they eliminate hundreds of other positions. The district plans to hire 89 teachers and 63 paraprofessionals while cutting more than 200 jobs. Those cuts will come from mainly positions outside the classroom. Superintendent Brenda Casilia says the goal is to put resources where students need them most. The district is working to close a $46 million budget gap. With storms moving in and out of the Milwaukee area, the city is asking folks to cut back on water use. A water drop alert is out to help prevent untreated water from spilling into local rivers in Lake Michigan if the system floods. People are being encouraged to hold off on laundry, use shorter showers, and to check their rain barrels. The Milwaukee system carries both rainwater and sewage in the same pipes, and too much at once can overwhelm treatment facilities. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. 8 Milwaukee officers fired their weapons yesterday after a high-speed chase ended in gunfire. Police had been searching for a car tied to a homicide earlier in the day. Investigators say that same car was also linked to a separate shots-fired incident on North 35th Street. When officers found the vehicle later in the afternoon, the driver took off, crashing near 35th and National. Police say the 31-year-old man then shot at officers who returned fire. He was taken to the hospital but later died. None of the officers were injured. Wauwatosa police are investigating. City leaders say Milwaukee's crime fight is showing progress, but police officers say the streets tell a tougher story. Mayor Cavalier Johnson reported yesterday that murders, carjackings, and auto thefts are all down from a year ago. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said violent crime is also headed the right way, though burglaries are slightly up. The Milwaukee Police Association put out a statement about the new crime numbers. They said last night's pursuit of a homicide suspect, ending in an officer-involved shooting, is a reminder that serious violence hasn't gone away. The union says statistics don't capture the danger that officers face every day. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are three Democrats running for the seat. The first form for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the fifth inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelly, but hopefully, you know, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nem with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, then we do have a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even tornadoes possible. Be weather aware today. Our high 75. More rain and strong thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.